Hello, everyone. We are two youth workers from Massachusetts and your hosts at WUA Stories. My name is Katia Esparza.
And my name is Liza French.
Welcome.
Welcome.
The City of Worcester presents RecWUA Online.
Okay. Before we get started, I would like to share with our WUA Story listeners a little bit about ourselves. So, Liza, why don't you tell us who you are and why are you interested in this project?
So, I am a storyteller and an artist and a youth worker, and I moved to Worcester about 5 years ago to go to college, and I started learning about audio storytelling and podcasts while I was studying, and I really just love the way that radio and audio storytelling use people's voices, so people can tell their own stories. And you can hear the emotion in their voice, and it's very, very powerful to me to be able to listen to other people. And so I wanted to do this project to help the kids in Worcester use their voices and tell the stories that are important to them. How about you, Kathy? What's your story?
For me, I want to say that definitely being a youth worker and a storyteller are like super important to my identity. I'm also an organizer, and I would say that I'm an artist at heart. I'm originally from Quito, Ecuador, and grew up in Worcester since I was 16. And the reason why I'm so interested in this project is because I believe storytelling is at the core of our identities and values as human beings. When we share stories, we share a lot of wisdom that we pass down from generations to generations.
Wow, that is so cool, and I'm so excited to do this project with you.
Awesome. So you may be wondering what this podcast is all about. And let me tell you, it's about stories. It's about really creating a platform where our young people from Worcester can share their own stories in their own voices. And also, what we're going to do in this platform is that every week we're going to share with you some ways in which you can learn how to make your own podcast, how to interview the people around you, and how to use sounds and different things to really make really cool stories through a podcast.
This is about telling stories and telling your story. So maybe you have a story to tell, but you just don't know where to start. Or maybe you think podcasting is cool, but you don't know what to make a podcast about. We're going to help you think through all of that. And we're going to help you come up with something awesome and a real product at the end. And we're really excited to hear what you have to say. So please, please share your stories with us. We are so excited to hear them.
And welcome to our first episode.
By the end of today's episode, you're going to know what a podcast is, and we're also going to give you some recommendations of podcasts you can listen to that will hopefully entertain you, but also inspire you about the stories that you might have to tell.
So stay tuned, and let's get started.
So let's start with the basics. What is a podcast?
All right. Before I tell you what technically a podcast is, I wanted to share that I love podcasts. I literally listen to podcasts when I'm cooking, when I'm walking, when I'm, you know, cleaning my house, when I want some inspiration. And also, like, podcasts really, really get me excited about, you know, my dreams and in life, because I think it's a really cool way in which people share their stories in their own ways. And it's a really creative platform. But to be technical, a podcast is actually a digital program that you can listen to online, or you could also download it. And maybe some of you already listen to some podcasts and have some favorites, which we would love to hear about. So make sure to drop those names of podcasts and those feedback with us. And also, we are going to give you some ideas of some of the things that we like. But if you're really new to podcasts and you don't know where you can find them, you could use your computer or your phone and go online. And there is tons of apps that you can use to listen to podcasts. And some of the most common ones are, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, also Spotify. People use Spotify a lot for those, and Himalaya, Stitcher, and Spreaker.
Exactly. And podcasts are just one way that people from all over the country or all over the world can connect with each other and they can have conversations, and it's really cool because you don't even have to be in the same location technically as the person that you're having, that you're recording with, or that you're having a conversation with.
All right. So, Liza, I have a question, because sometimes I feel like people say, well, that sounds like you could listen to a story in YouTube and it's like a video. So what makes a podcaster different from a YouTuber?
That is a great question, because they are really similar in a lot of ways, but they also have some important differences. So the ways that they're similar are this. They're both ways that people produce digital content for people to view online. They're both easy to create in your own home if you have the right equipment, and they both allow people to tell stories and share ideas with a large group of people. But here are the crucial differences. A YouTuber or a video maker uses a camera and a microphone, and their product has both a visual and a sound element. But a podcaster is using only sound to create their story, so there's no video at all. And because of that, podcasters have to be extra creative in order to engage their listeners. So you have to think about, how am I going to give my listeners something in their imagination that they can picture with just my voice, with just sound? So it's a little bit complicated and tricky, but don't worry about it, because we're going to tell you how to do that in this podcast. Another thing that I think is important is, earlier, Kathy, you mentioned that you like to listen to podcasts while you're walking and while you're cooking and stuff. And it's hard to do that with a YouTube video because you might get distracted. It could be even dangerous. But with a podcast, it's easier to multitask, and that can be really important. So people listen to podcasts while they're driving, while they're exercising, and it's a great way to kind of engage your mind while you're also maybe doing chores, or you're engaging your body. So personally, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm drawing or while I'm making art in my room, because it's a great way for me to just take a break and have someone kind of telling their story to me, which is really kind of peaceful.
And it also sounds like it's a lot of work, because you have to be mad creative in order to engage people. But I think that's also a world of possibilities.
I agree. That's exactly what makes podcasts so cool, is that people are using just their voices and just the sounds around them to make stories that are completely original and completely imaginative, which is so amazing.
Well, as you were mentioning, podcasts are not visual, right? So it's all about the sound. It's all about the effects. It's all about the intonation that you use in words, the tone that you use. And so podcasters don't use visuals to tell their stories. So they have to be really, really creative with the language and bring in sounds that really make you think about memories and make you feel things, make you dream, make you laugh, maybe make you cry, make you angry, make you literally feel all the feels. So like, one of the biggest tools for podcasters, it comes down to their voices. So their voices carry lots of emotion and information. And when we listen to someone's voices, we really learn a lot about them. And we hear people speak or read stories out loud. They really like tell us about who they are. You know, there is like this awesome poet that I love that talks about accents, and a lot that she says is like how our voices carry our roots and carry where we come from and carry our stories and our ancestors. And I think that's really, really cool. And I also think that podcasts are a really cool way of doing that. Why do you think podcasts are important?
It's hard to narrow it down to just one reason, but here's what I'll say. I think that podcasts give people a way to tell their stories and learn how to use their voice. Before I started learning about podcasts and audio storytelling, I had a really hard time figuring out through writing what my voice was. A lot of my stories sounded a lot like my favorite authors, and I was kind of mimicking other people's styles. But when I started just speaking into a microphone, I realized, you know, this is what I sound like. This is my voice. And I think podcasts can teach you how to really embrace that. And another thing is that it just gives you a break from using your screen all the time. You can just sit and relax and listen. And then finally, I think probably the most important thing is that it carries on a long tradition of oral storytelling. Storytelling out loud. And that is such an important human natural tradition, and it's something that I think we do every day without even thinking about it. It's one of the ways that makes humans unique in our history of self-expression.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for today. And as we end our episode, we encourage you to think about the following things. So listen up. Why would you listen to a podcast? And what do you want to hear about? What are the things that interest you?
And remember, everything we recommended, all the names of the podcasts and the apps where you can listen to podcasts, that's all going to be posted with this episode on the Recreation Worcester website and Instagram, which is at Worcester Youth. So check out the apps and see if you can find some shows that you like. And let us know what you find. We're really interested and we want some good recommendations.
Tune in next week for...
to learn more about the different types of podcasts. Bye, Woo Storytellers.
Bye.
See you next time.
Woo Stories is a production of Worcester's Division of Youth Opportunities. It is written and produced by Kathy Esparza and me, Liza French, as well as edited by me. Our theme song is Gone by Mora Beats, and this episode also features music from Morrow.